This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Today on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, we focus on nutrition, but not for the cow. This week, it's all about who's milking the cow, the health of the dairy farmer. Our guest is Amy Miller, a farm girl who knows nutrition, human nutrition, a registered dietitian, now with Farmer's Daughter Consulting, who says as we ring in the new year, focus on your health, because the farmer's mind and body have to be taken care of first.
The guidance that a personal trainer would give someone working in the agricultural industry may be very different. And even within the industry, we know dairy farmers work much differently than people that have row crops, for example. So a lot of times people do say that to me, my job's already physical. So why would I even worry about fitness? And it is really interesting. We've seen an uptick in among a lot of American farmers and increasing overweight, obesity, and struggles with that. And it's pretty much in line with the rest of the United States population. So it's very interesting that even though people are getting in a lot of steps, it's really still difficult to incorporate diet, fitness, all of those. And what I tell people is it's taking time for yourself. Fitness is prioritizing yourself. And even a short workout will feed into your other habits. And I like to tell people, when you treat your body well, you treat yourself well. So if you do fit in that 20-minute workout, you're more likely to eat healthier and manage your stress. And also, I know that a lot of the dairy producers, it's a family-run business, right? So if you take prioritized fitness, it's going to impact the others in your close circle. And another reason that fitness is a really good resolution or goal is that it can help with pain management. In the agricultural industry, a lot of times we're doing repetitive motions. So we're doing the same setup every single day, you know, the same pre-milking routine every single day. And our joints are going through the same motion. So sometimes when we think about corrective exercises or counter exercises, those can help with joint stability and managing that pain.
Comments from registered dietitian Amy Miller, a farm girl herself, who says if you work out, you shouldn't be focusing on burning calories.
I really think you want to view fitness as getting strong and improving your life and improving your mental health. And that will help you develop a much healthier relationship with food.
Something to think about as we enter a brand new year.
If you want to make an improvement in your diet this year, and I hope everybody does, state it explicitly. Not just I'm going to eat better, but I'm going to add one more piece of fruit or one more serving of fruit to my diet every day. I'm going to drink more milk. I'm part of the industry that produces this amazing product. I'm going to drink more milk. I'm going to add one more glass to my routine every day. So be explicit about your intentions. Be good to yourself. Reward yourself with positive talk about the good things that you're doing. We spend too much time beating ourselves up and suffering from guilt when it's much more productive to celebrate the good things we've done, to give ourselves literal or figurative pats on the back. And finally, focus on getting enough sleep, because sleep protects us in so many ways. And when we have intentions to do more for our healthful eating patterns and for activity, getting adequate sleep prepares us to set forth with those behaviors the next day and follow through versus being tired, grumpy, hangry.
Again, comments from Amy Miller, a registered dietitian and founder and president of Farmer's Daughter Consulting, talking about the regimens to a healthy lifestyle. And you can hear that in its entirety from a recent PDPW Dairy Signal simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
A reminder for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thank you for listening and supporting the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.